Previously on A Pint of Cthulhu, Fallout. Our intrepid team decided to go back to the robotics department to try and find their fallen comrade, only to discover that he was being systematically torn apart by some rather curious, technically minded ghouls. The poor robot had managed to lose maybe three of its limbs. I'm pretty sure it was three, wasn't it? Carmen?
Yes, it was my... one of my eyes, one of my legs, one of my arms. No, not leg. No, it was my thruster unit. That's it. It was my thruster unit.
And after a fight with the ghouls, everybody succeeded. Nobody else was hurt. Not too much, anyway. And Winnegan managed to get some repairs done on our robot friend, and they all now just gathered in the robotics department of a supermarket, surrounded by corpses.
What are we doing now then?
So first things first, I need to know is, am I repaired?
Yes.
How repaired?
Depends on your definition of repaired.
How repaired would you like to be?
There may be some alterations.
110%.
You now have eyeball out of butthole.
You see it coming.
You've had your original parts put back
I'm
on.
Going.
Okay, so I don't get any, like, okay, no, I'm just going to leave it there. So I'm back to how I was before.
Yes, you haven't gained or lost any HP or anything like that.
Right.
Yes. Yet.
Is anyone terribly injured at the moment, first thing?
I have a strange rat inside me now.
Wait, so they've got a strange rat inside?
I think that's your brain bouncing off the walls.
Wait, right, he has a brain? A pack, hold on.
We'd have brain.
If you need a blood... hang on.
Gertrude on 11 out of 18. Gertrude.
What room are we in?
Techno Press.
What actually, like, store is this? Because there's, like, multiple stores in this super duper mart.
Technological place.
Okay, well, and in the meantime, can I search this store? I think it's the machinery place. Can I see if I can find myself another gun? Or, like, a robot attachment?
Let me do that last session.
Yeah, I was just about to say, we did that all last session, mate.
Right, Flair, do you need a blood pack?
Well, I'm on 5 out of 12.
Yes, you do need a blood pack, okay.
Oh, you're looking bad.
Is that staggering on his feet?
You got
would you allow me to give you some first aid? I am technically a medical bot. <She's
not. laughs> I don't like the technically there. That doesn't make me feel particularly confident. But go for it.
Well, I am a nurse, Andy. I'm not Dr. Handy.
Fair enough.
Get very handy.
Well, why didn't you go to medical school and get that finished? I mean, come on.
You think you went to school?
Well, my,
Well, how do you become a doctor, Andy? Obviously, you went to several years of medical school.
Okay, go on in. I'll, heal up Dr. Man. I can't remember his name now.
Have you got a blood pack to heal him with, or do you need one?
No, I got stim packs.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
I got stim packs as well.
Oh, okay. Cool, I'll just use one of yours to make my life easy.
No. Alright, well, whoever is doing the medical attention to Dr. Wrench, can you give me a medical roll, please?
Me?
Yes, so first aid, that's one of your skills, if you roll that for me.
Oh.
Alright, so you had a target of 9 and you rolled a 10 and a 15. So you've failed to help. You've expended one stim pack and failed to help Dr. Wrench get any HP back.
Guys, are we really sure we should have actually brought this thing back? I mean, wasn't this its one job was as a nurse? It literally just said it was a nurse handy.
Cool. I'm going to try again because I want to. Because, like, I got another stim pack on me.
Alright, so you take the stim pack out of Ivor, you throw it away, and you take another stim pack ready to stab him again. Ivor, do you let this happen?
Yes. Ivor?
Yes, you do.
So I need the heal.
And a good thing you did, because two successes this time. You rolled a 5 and a 4, and you got a medical skill of 3, so you're going to get 6 hit points back from that.
Ooh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
It only cost you 2 stem packs.
Yeah, better than that. Stupid
robot. When it works, it works.
Right. Now I suggest we... Well, we seem to have explored much of the supermarket. I think we should try and find a security office or something to get those shutters up.
Maybe. All right.
We didn't leave Dr. Ass in the middle of the wasteland all alone, after all.
There's a control panel in the sensor circle thing. If anybody else wants to have a go at looking at it.
Could have a look.
I'd rather stay away myself. Bad things happen to be there.
I'll have a look.
Is there any way we could just, like, blow a hole in the security shutters?
Have you got bomb?
You're a walking giant sledgehammer.
Bomb.
You found sledgehammer? Where?
Gertrude did try and fail to force the shutters before.
Okay.
Where's sledgehammer?
Maybe we try again. Okay, alright, well. Yeah, let's see if we can grab this control panel then. I'm not real good at it, though. What about you?
I should have a go. I want to have a look at the system, see if there's any way I can, like, open the shutters and we can just...
Well, Ivar, you look into where the robot was talking about and the main cashier's section of the robotics department, and you do find the box that she was talking about. A small box with a key card with an orange band around it and a light in the box. It looks like this is a storage unit for it. Would you like to take the key card?
Yes.
All right, and give me a intelligence check. So I want you to do... In fact, make it perception, actually. Perception against science.
For science?
Yeah, so go for perception against science. Alright, excellent. That was a target of 11. You've rolled an 11 and a 6, so you success there. So you recognise what this is. This is actually just a regular security key card, a manager security key card for the store function. The box that it was in was just the storage unit for the key card that the manager of this particular department must have kept it in. And you can take this and use it in order to try and deactivate the security system, possibly, but you can't see anywhere else to put it.
Well, I have a keycard, and basically explain what you just said. So, anyone found a somewhere I can stick it?
Tin can, places to stick it in that.
It probably won't work out too well.
Bend over.
All right, I don't really know what this is going to accomplish, but all right.
Oh, no. Well, I think there certainly isn't anything in the other sections we've been to for it, so...
We've only been here?
Well, yes, we've been in the grocery section as well, and I think myself and Firewater, was it, took a brief dip into another section?
Yeah, a very brief dip into the Vault Tech Sales Department.
Which didn't seem like it would be a place a manager would... have a security system. It just seemed like a cheap gift shop.
My God, you get the feeling we need to find all three keys to open door.
Well, that it does sound about right, actually.
This feel like cheap mechanic.
Yes.
There are different colours, I bet.
Although, even if we do find them, what do we put them into? A dog, apparently.
That'd be my dog.
Matthew, can you show us the way? Way out of here? All right,
big girl. I'm really concerned at where that dog's voice came out of you, and that's starting to scare me. Wait, where's Snufflepuff? Snufflepuff! Snufflepuff! Big girl, where is Snufflepuff?
By your feet.
Snufflepuff's rattling around inside Sandy.
Just running and he's just rotating.
That's the rattling, isn't it?
The real style, yeah.
Break it open! Gotta get her out!
It's like when people accidentally like drywall their cats into the walls.
He's the watch in the surgery.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a tip that rip panels off the Mr. Handy. Get you out of here!
Right, I guess the next place to go is the Vault Tech area.
To the Vault Tech.
Alright, so everybody moves back into the grocery section of the supermarket and heads towards the middle doorway, which should take you to the Vault Tech sales department. So, yep. Cue the travelling music. There we go. Now, previously, you went into the Vault Tech department and tried to kidnap a ghoul. The manager ghoul. Which went to plan. Just did not go to plan at all.
He did get kidnapped, though.
This kind of sounds like the story of, meanwhile, with the League of Villains. they tried to steal a local ghoul. Those people. Oh!
All right, Skulltoot.
All right. So you enter back into the Vault Tech sales department. And you find pretty much exactly the same scene as you left, because you made no changes while you were there, except from trying to kidnap one of them. There's a bunch of ghouls in various degree of vault suits running around with different toys and Vault Tech merch, as well as a manager ghoul.
Another one? He respawned?
You didn't kill him!
Did we not? Did we let him go back in here? Yeah, I forgot about that.
Nice to see that everybody's paying attention.
Should we like pretend nothing happened, or what do you guys think? Do you think he remembers?
Possibly not, but if they see me, they're going to try to get the Pip Boy off my arm. Perhaps they will ignore anyone who's not wearing Vault Tech gear.
You tell me that.
What?
Don't I have a Vault Tech? Pip Boy on my arm.
Yes, and you're wearing a Vault Tech like lab coat and vault suit number.
Oh, and Mr. Handy, you're probably not safe either. I don't know if they'd recognize you as Vault Tech, but still. That leaves Billy Bob and Gertrude to try and find a key card.
Gertrude find a key card? Probably on the manager.
What if we just go in guns a blazing?
That worked too.
It's not the main option, it's a option. But I'm throwing it out there.
It just seems fraught with danger. As we learned from the other room.
I'm not too worried about how dangerous it would be. I'm more worried about running out of ammo. Remember, this isn't the last place we have to go on this journey, and there doesn't seem to be any useful ammo here.
Yeah, one thing that you've noticed is this is not a gun shop.
Yeah, shockingly. Sure.
Enough talky, more hitty.
I have 8, and then I have 3 ammo for my revolver.
If you want, I can give you 10 cells.
No, I'm good for now. If I run out, I'll remember that.
Yeah, but like remind me, and I'll hand over. I've got 25.
Jesus Christ. Order. Alright. We might as well just start shooting them like fish in a barrel.
Do you like Gertrude to go and pin down the manager? Maybe we drag out?
Sounds like a good idea. Go ahead. We'll cover you in case any of the other ghouls start paying attention.
Oh, fuck.
This plan certainly doesn't seem familiar.
Can I just get a perception check off of Gertrude as you're walking towards the manager ghoul?
Perception what, good sir?
Perception against... survival.
Perception against survival. That's not good. That's 2 fails.
Alright, no problem. So Gertrude starts walking towards the manager ghoul. And nothing happens yet.
Yet.
like a failure perception. Try... Just like walk up to a random ghoul. Like it's not even the right ghoul.
Can I then... sneakily kind of choke hold it and
take it back to the team.
Alright, okay. So, exactly the same plan as last time. We're going to try and take that one ghoul away. Let's see how this goes this time.
He's
so,
a slippery fella who wrote the whole squad.
Unarmed strength?
Yeah, go for an unarmed strength check, please. I'm going to put this at a difficulty of 2 for you to pick this guy up and bring him towards you.
He's going to go fine.
Oh, I'd like to roll a luck on that.
Alright, so success. You rolled one success there. Your target's a 13, you've got a 16 there, you can re-roll that with a luck point, yeah?
Oh, that's 2.
And you got a 7. Fabulous, so yes. You sort of... In fact, you describe this to me. How do you sneak up on this ghoul and silence
Very
it and bring it towards the doorway?
Just kind of browsing, you know, looking around, and then just without even looking, just picks up... arm around the face and just carries on, just browsing the shelves and just walking back to the rest of them.
Why am I getting picture of, in my mind as a display Pip-Boy dude? Like, it's just the big cardboard cutout and it's going, dun-dun-dun-dun.
That's actually a better idea, just holding a fucking cardboard cutout.
The manager's groans and growls are stifled through Gertrude's massive hand across its mouth. It's just...
And then when I get to a certain distance to the team, I would like to try and snap his neck.
Jesus Christ.
Alright, okay, yeah. I think that's going to be...
You want it dead.
True.
Can I help with that?
You know what? Just that's just going to be another strengthened unarmed roll for you then.
Alright. A success.
A success. Excellent. And you've got some bonuses on your unarmed attacks here, don't you? Let's have a look. This is a ghoul. I want to see if he'll actually kill him in one go here. Is your character sheet gone?
Damage dice wise, I think it's, what, 3 damage dice?
Modifier plus 1. You know, roll me 4 damage dice.
Roll you 4 damage dice. That's the one with the head on it, right?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Combat dice, 4. 6!
You know what? That's not just 2 double damage, but that's 2...
crits.
Yeah, 2 crit damage as well there. Actual face cards there. So I'm going to say that's the success. I'm just going to say that, yep, you've managed to successfully pick up the ghoul, drag it towards the team, and just in front of everybody, quite casually, took it by the jaw and snapped its neck. It falls limp at your feet. Can everybody else give me a quick perception check on this ghoul?
There you go.
Perception.
Splendid.
Survival?
Yeah, perception against survival.
I'm kind of concerned at how easy that was for you, big girl. Ooh. Impressed, but...
Oh. We got a couple of successes and a couple of crit successes on those perception checks. So, yes, basically everybody except from Gertrude notices that this guy has a key card around his neck. Currently fell on top of the clipboard he was holding. Similar to before, with a purple strap around it.
Just Gertrude takes that off and hands it. Here you go, Weenie. I give
Gertrude's the only one that didn't see this.
I'm going to helpfully point it out to Gertrude.
Then I'll take it off. Here you go, Weenie.
Thank you very much, Gertrude.
And just casually put the corpse down on the floor and walk back out.
So everybody just backs out of this department with these 6 shuffling ghouls just minding their own business.
Walk in, head pops off, well, we go.
Well, now we need to find a place to put these cards.
Yeah, success. So you're all back in the grocery department now.
Let's go to fashion.
Sure, fashion.
If ain't broke, don't fix.
Fair enough. I'm not gonna...
Alright, why is there a dead Cartman in the grocery department? Hold on a second.
Weren't that the fire one that I activated?
Yeah, the fire one's still walking about. In fact, when you go back out to the groceries department, it does actually walk past you on its patrol route.
Evening.
Hello, robot.
Tip my hat to him. Good day. Good day, officer. Good day.
Good evening, citizen. as it walks along on its patrol route. And yeah, so all of you are, heading yourselves into the fashion department then?
Yep.
Into fashion.
I'm sure the fashion department is where they keep their most impressive security. They've got Louis Vuitton in there. They have to keep it safe.
Now what?
Alright, I'm changing the map over. Bear with me a second.
Oh my Jesus, are those assless chaps? Hold up!
Why, she, I...
Oh... I could control myself. I could be perfectly fine. I'm fine. Is that a mesh top? Oh no!
All right.
It makes me think of my prior war days.
So yeah, there's the
what the fuck you up to?
So yeah, there's the fashion department. So it's captivating and slightly eerie section. The remnants of the pre-war fashion still linger amidst the decay. Can I get another perception check off you all? Just a quick perception survival, please.
Oh. Winnigan doesn't see shit.
Fail so bad, you see nothing.
Winnigan walks into a big poofy dress and gets caught up in it.
Billy Bob only sees the mesh shirt.
First person to send else. Us a Twitter with actual fan art of Billy Bob in a mesh shirt and arsehole chaps, I'm sure we'll find something to give you.
Yeah, so you all have a wee look around from the doorway that you walk into. Despite the fady glamour, the fashion department retains an air of elegance and mystique. There's some flickering lights casting shadows across the aisles, a faint scent of perfume lingers in the air. The department feels both enchanting and unsettling. Some of you see another rather strangely adorned ghoul. This particular ghoul seems to be trying on every type of fashion that was available to them at the time. Appears to have a ball gown that has been paired with parts of a three-piece suit. It's trying to wear multiple hats. And as it shuffles around, it shuffles towards the other ghouls and starts placing hats on them. As you watch, it walks up to one of the ghouls, the other feral ghouls, places a pink flowery hat on it, takes a step back, and seems angered by this ghoul as if it has offended him. It rips the jaw off of the ghoul and takes its hat away and starts to walk towards one of the other ghouls and picks up various different hats along the way.
And the other ghouls just don't care about that.
I mean, I'd be mad too. That clearly was not his color.
The other ghouls are all dressed in various different styles, various different aspects of different styles, as if this ghoul has been doing this for a while.
Well, Gertrude would just do the same thing as before, maybe. Well, woke up, snap neck, cameo.
Certainly could, actually. It doesn't seem like a bad idea.
Alright, so Gertrude starts walking towards the manager ghoul from the doorway. And the
Gertrude,
ghoul spots
if they see
good.
You stop and act like a mannequin.
Oh, I should have brought the cutout.
The ghoul does notice Gertrude and turns towards Gertrude with a wry, ghoulish smile on its face. It growls as it starts to move towards Gertrude. With a different hat, it starts reaching up to Gertrude's head as if to put the hat on Gertrude's head.
Gertrude will growl and bend down and allow it to put said hat on the head.
Yeah,
Gertrude falls to one knee.
So, can I do something real fast?
Yeah,
so,
sure.
Out of anger of having done an absolutely horrendous job of taking care of the last one, and Gertrude expertly dispatching it with ease, I pull out my 44 revolver and just try to hip shot the ghoul in the head.
Oh no!
It's not pissing contest, Billy.
Well, sure as fuck feels like it. I'm gonna tell you that.
Fucking hell. Okay, right. Okay. So Gertrude goes down to one knee and bows her head, allowing the ghoul to adorn her with this fancy, fancy hat. As the ghoul raises the hat above Gertrude's head, a click is heard from the doorway as Billy Bob unsheaths his gun and fires off a hip shot with his revolver.
He's pulling his Glock out.
Yeah, going to have to ask you to roll the gun roll, please.
God damn it! God, God damn it! It was going to be so cool if I succeeded! Damn it!
A target of 7, Billy Bob has rolled an 18 and a 10.
I want to spend luck! I'm spending luck!
Sound like okay. You
are you spending 2 points of luck on this?
I am.
Yeah, I mean, we're running out of luck in this this store.
I've got 3 luck still after all that.
Jesus.
I have 10 luck. I'm maxed out on luck.
All right, just give me another roll then.
That is 2 successes.
And that was an excellent choice from Billy Bob to roll those luck dice, because he's rolled a 4 and a 5. That's 2 successes. So, yes, Billy Bob, tell me what you do.
All right, I'm not going to watch. I mean, I love Big Girl to death, but she ain't going to one-up me again. Hell no. I'm the one with the pretty hat in this group. She's not going to get a big old nice hat like mine. It sure as hell ain't going to show me up by taking care of that manager that easily again. So, as if by instinct, I unsheathe my revolver and I casually just from the hip, like I'm doing a meeting up at noon, shootout, duel. Like, shoot from the hip, pull out my gun, and shoot the head. It goes straight through the head of the ghoul.
All right, excellent. Roll the damage for me, please.
Zero damage.
2. It's 2 damage. Yay.
You successfully hit that ghoul in the eye.
It's like shoot the nose off of it.
That was a pretty good
shot, though, wasn't it?
It loses an eye and an ear, but it doesn't even fall over. It steps back and screams a howling scream, which lets all the other ghouls know that you're all here.
God would still want hat.
That was a pretty good shot, though, hey guys? Yeah?
Can God would still have hat?
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Cap, can I activate my Mysterious Stranger perk just because before we enter combat?
You certainly can.
Thank you.
So, the ghouls have an initiative of 10. What's everybody else at?
Oh, fuck you, Billy.
Alright. I guess I had that coming. I guess.
Alright, excellent. So, Flower, Jay, and the Nurse Handy, you will all get to react to this shot before the ghouls do. So, we'll start with Winnegan. What do you do?
I think I'm just going to have to start shooting.
Alright, so you... Sorry?
Let's see, which one's closest? That one, right?
Alright, there is some displays ahead of you, so you're going to move to the edge of the displays.
And shoot at this one.
Excellent. So, to the right of the store, there's 2. To the left, there's 2. There's a couple in the middle as well. And there's various different racks of clothes and box displays ahead of you. So, Winnegan's going to go towards the right-hand side of one of the displays. Take cover behind there and shoot at the closest ghoul on the right.
That's one success.
Yeah, that's one success, and that's enough. You've got in a decent enough position, and it's a pretty close range. So, roll damage for that.
And 2 of piercing, 1.
All right, so you rack your laser musket. You fire off a shot, and much like Billy Bob's shot, you manage to take a piece off of the flank of this ghoul, but the ghoul is still moving. It does not seem fazed by the attack at all. Yeah, so there we go. Yep, 2 hit points off of the ghoul to the right. Nurse Handy. Wait, actually, it's Flower first. Sorry, Ivor, you go first.
He's going to move to this side with the other, like, base of the team, because he's not the best.
All right, so you're going to hide behind Wenigan.
Not high, if I want to be on the other side as that display. So, when it's going what side, I've got the other side.
Okay. So you're looking at the sort of left-hand side of this rightward display, and you're looking down the middle of the shop in that case.
I'll see if I can help and take that. I had to help clear up the mess that Billy Bob started.
Alright, I wouldn't necessarily say it was a mess. Alright, I mean, we've been in worse situations, alright? Do I need to say about... You know, did they tell you about when we opened a door that led to Radroaches?
Maybe you can tell me if we survived this, you fool.
All right. Well, I'm gonna take. You know what? That was kind of personal. We're gonna have words about this later. All right.
You suck, Billy.
Fuck you, big girl.
I'm gonna take a shot at the base of the manager.
All right, taking a shot at the manager that Billy Bob's already had a wee shot at himself, and you managed to succeed. So from your position, you managed to shoot over Gertrude's still bowed head as she's still waiting for this hat to be placed on her head. You managed to hit the ghoul and roll the damage for me. Alright, so you do 4 points of energy damage, so you've actually just hit it in the other side of the face. Took off its nose and its ear, but it's now just a floppy faced but still standing, very angry ghoul.
Who did more damage before?
Burn.
And as Ivor turns around to smack talk Billy Bob for some reason, what's the Nurse Handy unit doing?
I'm gonna float up next to Gertrude, and I'm gonna attack the main manager guy. He's still alive.
Alright, swish, 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 swish. You float your way out behind Gertrude, and awesome. come up beside her, and you take a swing at the...
I'm going to use my flamer. I mean, I can... if I can.
Alright, you can use your flamer. You fire up the old flame arm. It putters back into existence. And roll the flamer roll for me.
Yeah, I'm going to try that one again. I'm going to spend 2 luck on...
Alright, so you failed that one. You got a target of 5 for the flamer. You're rolling a 7 and a 13 there.
Gertrude just wanted a hat.
Yeah, you're gonna try and I'm going to roll them 2 again. That's okay.
That's no problem. Try again.
Spend 2 luck.
Alright, and that's another 2 failed dice rolls. So, you're...
Flamethrowers on the spritz again.
Your flame unit seems to be on the fritz since you're unfortunate taking apart and putting back together in the other room. You've managed to fail completely to actually even turn it on. You just sort of float up to this ghoul and your arm spurts little drops of oil at it.
Does the oil land on the ghoul? You know, if I can set out a light.
Yes, it does, but you can't set it alight. There's nothing you can do. Alright, and after that anticlimax, we go to the ghouls, who all scream and run into the middle of the room to attack Gertrude.
Oh,
every single one of them.
You know,
one of them's actually far away, so its movement gets stopped at the main desk, but the rest of them.
I just want to say, I kind of feel like this is my fault, But at the same time, I really think you had it coming. I just want to kind of go ahead and say that, throw that out there. So
if Gertrude survived this, I'm kicking your ass.
That's fair.
So, five of them. That's three rolled, and all of them have succeeded so far.
Well, they got beat.
Alright, four out of five of them all have managed to hit Gertrude with their unarmed claw flimpy attacks. All on their different various ways of... Alright, so...
That's nothing on that one. I have two physical damage resistance on all parts.
Excellent.
That's nothing on number two.
You're tanking all of these shots. Oh, that's you're getting two, you're but a depends couple on of damage here.
Depends on where.
Your right arm?
That's two.
Alright, so you take two damage so far, and final...
Two damage and that's it.
So yeah, you actually take five hits from these girls and you only take 2 points of damage.
Fuck you, Billy Friends. That's what I call good now, Billy Friend.
Gertrude and Billy Bob and Snufflepuff now have their chance to attack.
Oh please, Billy, you go first. You can't fuck it up any more than you have.
You know, I was thinking about helping you, but you know what? Fuck you! That's what I think. Snufflepuff, sit back. She can do this on her own. Oh, your turn, big girl! Your turn!
Can I pain train Billy?
You will be opening yourself up to opportunity attacks from five ghouls if you did that.
Go for it. It ain't like I don't have He's a railway thinking. Rifle.
I don't think the railway rifle's gonna matter. I think
I have machete to shove up your ass. Better yet, I could pain train your fucking dog.
Oh no!
How you feel about that, you fucking rotten piece of shit?
What the fuck did you say, big girl?
Oh, it's on, boy. It's on.
You know where these railway spikes are gonna go? Right up your ass is where they're gonna go!
Bring it, bitch. Alright, no seriousness, sir.
And the ghouls are like stepping back, like, oh, hands on their mouth. Oh shit, it's going down!
Your mama's so ugly, even ghoul thinks she ugly.
You know what? When you brought my mom into this, this is a different story.
With that, you know, just in pure anger, Gertrude will just whack the frying pan out as if, like, in a gesture and hit. I'm going to say the one to my left-hand side.
All right, nice frying pan strike. Roll it for me.
It's not even intentional. It's just like, oh, fuck you, Billy. And as that happens, two successes.
Yep, roll the damage on that one. That's an easy success.
Seven damage.
Brilliant, excellent. Yeah, so you... Yeah. Unfortunately, you haven't killed it, but you have managed to land a crippling blow, which was to its torso. So, this ghoul is now bleeding out.
See, Gertrude do better than you, even Gertrude not fucking pay attention.
Oh, really now? Alright, well, fuck you! And I'm just gonna take my railway rifle and shoot the exact same ghoul that's bleeding out.
Alright, excellent. Take the shot.
It's a fucking miss.
Oh, and it's thank a hit. God.
I don't think we really have to roll the damage on this one. It's only got one HP left, but you might as well.
Hey, do you need me to finish the rest of your jobs, big girl? Or are you actually going to finish the job next time?
Yeah, that's a kill.
Oh, Billy, 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 Billy.
What was Snufflepuff doing while this was happening?
Shriveling in fear. Absolutely shriveled in fear behind my feet. I think she has pissed herself behind me. So... But I go, all right, Snufflepuff, you got to do this for Daddy, all right? You got to go in there and bite that one on the ankle. I don't care which one. I mean, I already took care of that one. You just pick the one. So she's going to attack the one next to the one I killed. She'll run up and bite it. Let's see. And it is a failure. She is sniveling in fear so much that she just kind of doesn't. Damn it.
Yep, so Snufflepuff just runs up towards it and starts shaking. Fabulous. Right, Wedigan, how are you reacting to these scenes?
With immense frustration at the shenanigans the crew always gets into. But I'm going to help Gertrude out. Take a shot on that ghoul. Must be laser rifle again. Laser musket.
Yeah, in order to get that one, you're going to have to move just a bit, either to the side or up the shop, just to get the sight on it.
I'm happy to move even all the way out here. They seem pretty focused on Gertrude.
Excellent. Yeah, so you sort of move towards the middle of the store to the right flank of Gertrude, behind a couple of dresses, and you take a shot with your. Is it your laser rifle? Your musket? Yep, laser musket. Go for it. Alright, yeah.
Be more than 2 damage this time, good lore.
You successfully hit it. Give me the damage roll.
4 is more than 2. Yeah. That's 3 with 1 piercing.
So make that 3 damage. The ghoul is hurt, but it's not otherwise affected. It is still on the attack.
Goddamn.
Good shot. Ivor.
I would like to follow suit and aim for the same ghoul.
Alright, you're staying where you are. You do have line of sight on it from your position.
I'm staying where it's safe.
Yep, Ivor, from a point as far away as possible as he could get, he takes his laser gun, fires into the crowd, and he hits his designated target. Well done, you again. So roll that damage for me. Yeah, you're able to finish it off for Gertrude. That's another 3 points of energy damage straight to that ghoul, taking it to the ground and getting rid of one more ghoul. There are 4 left on the battlefield. It's Nurse Handy's turn.
Awesome. Okay, I've got 3 of them all in front of me. I mean, I'm going to try this flamethrower again so that I can get the burn effect going.
Brilliant. Try and get a success this time. Flamer. Yep. Try and fire your flamer. See what happens. And that is another fail. So 19 and a 6 you rolled there. You were looking for a 5.
Man needs to check his wiring.
I think somebody needs to check him.
I need some sort of check.
Maybe try doing something you've got the skills for next.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to get rid of the flamer.
Alright, and that is now the ghoul's turn again. So the ghouls, two of them, are still attacking Gertrude. So we'll roll those two first. Alright, both of them do hit, so we'll see what kind of minor damage this will do to her this time.
Fair.
Alright, so the first one hits you in the left arm for 4 physical damage.
That's 2.
So you take 2 off of that. And the second one hits you in the right arm for 3 damage.
And that's 1.
So you take another 3 points of damage off of this attack. The fourth ghoul is going to smack this small dog that came up and started shaking at it. And it fails. Apparently the dog was too small and shaking far too fast for the ghoul to actually make contact. It misses its attack entirely. The fourth ghoul, the one that wasn't in the last round because it was too far away, is now within range and has turned and decided to try and take on Winnegan, as Winnegan's now the closest one to it.
Come at me, bro.
It comes at her. And and apparently it trips up on one of the mislaid hats that the manager ghoul had laid around, and it does no damage at all. So, with the ghouls all taking their turns, it's back to Gertrude, Billy Bob, and Stufflepuff.
Up to you two. Do you want to go first?
I guess. Alright. I'm going to let Snufflepuff go first, simply because she did so horribly last time. Snufflepuff is going to bite the same ghoul as she tried to bite before. And it's still a fail. She is still pissing herself and sniveling and it's just having a horrible shaking time. Billy Bob is then going to shoot that ghoul that she's trying to. And I also miss. Billy Bob is having a bad day. Just having a really bad day in general today, it seems. Because even I miss. Damn it.
You suck.
Yeah, so both Snufflepuff and Billy Bob have failed their roles. Go for it, Gertrude. What are you going to do?
Frying pan. Probably the one that I've already kind of hit the manager. Yeah, the manager. Just frying pan the manager. Finish it off. Three successes. Do I even need to roll damage, or would you like me to?
Yeah, I would like you to roll damage, yes.
Okay, just on the off chance.
Yes,
that kills it.
Yes, that's extremely fancy. Ghoul with its ball gown and three-piece suit and tuxedo parts loses its head and seven hats go flying.
Gertrude wanted one of those.
Gertrude was going to get one as well.
Aww.
And Billy fucked it up.
I mean, you can always loot it.
Not the same.
You want to be anointed like a knight.
Damn right.
It was very ceremonial feeling as well. But yes, that's one more ghoul down, and it's back round to Winnegan, who is currently being attacked.
I think I'll just probably shoot the one closest to me. Makes sense to me, at least.
Yep, as it tries to get back up to attack you again, you point your laser musket at it, and...
Execution style.
Execution style. Try to take out the ghoul, go for it. Roll the laser musket for me.
Success.
Yeah, that's definitely a success, yeah.
Please, close range, one success. An ounce of damage. Hey, there we go.
Oh, yeah. And that's a proper execution right there. As it looks up at you from its prone position, as it desperately tries to get back into its feet, its eyes meet the barrel of your musket. As you pull the trigger, the ghoul disintegrates from the inside out. Ivar, what are you doing?
I want to pop up from the desk. For some reason, he's got a smart tie back down top of his head from nowhere, and try to take a shot at the ghoul next to the dog.
All right, so he's taken a tie from the display case he's hiding behind. He's wrapped it around his head for some reason and jumped onto the display, and hiding behind this green dress. He decides to take a shot from his mannequin cover. And which one are you looking to shoot at?
That one.
Alright, the one that is waving his arms around trying to hit Snufflepuff gets shot at from the mannequin display. And you hit. You hit and you do 3 points of energy damage.
His head just pops where the mannequin gap.
Yep. The ghoul stumbles but does not lose his feet. It is still on the attack. Nurse Handy, you're currently in the middle of the room here.
Yeah, well, this flamethrower isn't working, so I'm going to try to melee him this time with my buzzsaw.
Yep, excellent. Getting the buzzsaw out this time. You fire up, raise it, and roll the... Yep, and you're successful. You have started to cut into the ghoul. Give me the damage roll for that.
Four.
Yeah, four physical damage. You start to slice into the meat at its shoulder, where his shoulder connects to his arm, and you are... It is screaming in pain, but it is not... It's not crippled, it's still got use of its arm, unfortunately. You haven't cut in deep enough yet.
Damn.
Which takes us to the ghoul's turn. Now, there's only two ghouls left, both of them quite injured, one of them still trying to swing at a small dog in front of him. It critically fails. How do you critically fail a melee hit? Let's see, how does this go? Let's say it swings at Snufflepuff, loses its footing a little bit. Snufflepuff actually trips him up, not intentionally, just out of sheer stupidity. The
woo, that's my girl! His feet.
It stumbles forward a few paces, gets into the middle of two displays, and falls at Billy Bob's feet. It does a bit of damage to itself. Let's see. Sort of hurt itself in this confusion here. No, alright. Okay, well, I did a roll for damage and it came up with a zero there, so I'm just going to say that it falls prone at Billy Bob's feet and that's its punishment. The second ghoul, however, is attacking Gertrude still. Despite most of the blows just bouncing off of Gertrude's chiseled abs, the ghoul continues to just flop its arms against her, I guess, and fails completely to do any damage. Which is the theme of this fight, I think.
Pulling
the door
open.
Yes, ghouls grope Gertrude. That's.
Oh no.
That's the name.
That's the name.
Yeah, so it's just sort of feeling up Gertrude. What do, Gertrude? It's your turn.
Just making sure I write that down. I'm gonna back up in a frying pan. Just do the same old crusty frying pan.
Gertrude has one trick, but she does it well. It's a success.
And?
Yeah, and that is a kill. So, yep, that is another ghoul taken off the board. The only one left is the embarrassed one lying at Billy Bob's feet. And it just so happens it's Billy Bob's turn.
You got an easy one there, Billy. Don't fucking miss.
Billy Bob points his pistol at the ghoul's head as it looks up at him, much like, and in much, very much in the same way that Winnegan just executed that other ghoul. Billy Bob does exactly the same move, but with his 44 pistol. He takes it, puts it between the ghoul's eyes, pulls the trigger, and the ghoul's head explodes. And what is a rather vicious attack by Billy Bob and his 44 pistol.
I guess we go take the key card now.
I was just wondering if Billy Bob was going to say anything there too. Can you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just
You saw your rolls, but I saw your rolls. I thought you were just being silent for dramatic effect there.
I was, because I slowly took my gun back up, blew off the barrel. Whew. Don't worry.
Blowing the viscera off the end of the barrel.
Yeah, Daddy's got it. Don't worry. Daddy's got it taken care of. No worries.
My hero.
Oh no. What's that? Forgive me, Father, I have said. Sorry, Daddy, I've been naughty.
Oh, I take it back. I take it all back.
Just starts edging slightly closer
to the and I'm just like edging out the door, like, all right, well, it's great. Yeah, I mean, if you guys need help, you dead, you I'm out. I'm out.
Come back here, Daddy.
I'll look quite a quick look to see if there's any more clothes I can scavenge.
Yeah.
Yeah, seeing as this is a fashion department, what I thought we would do, instead of you all looking for loot or anything useful you can find here, let's all talk about how you would like to change your looks.
Oh,
let's do some clothes shopping.
I want a cowboy hat or a top hat. I think that would look great on my...
Can we get your monocle and a fake mustache as well?
Yeah, the top hat it is then, Cap. That's what I'm rolling for. A top hat, baby.
All right, you're going to have to give me a wee luck roll for that one. See if you can find a top hat that fits.
Oh, okay.
So, luck against... What should we do this against? Luck against barter.
Oh. You had to choose barter.
And you succeed. Two successes. You have found yourself a perfectly fitting top hat. Awesome. Surprisingly perfectly fitting, given your body shape.
Do I find a monocle as well?
Do you find a monocle as well? You know what? You had two successes there, so I'm going to allow it. I'm going to say that you have found a spectacle display, which does have a monocle sitting in it, and the top hat fits you wonderfully.
Yep, nailed it.
Excellent. Our Alexa has nailed it, yep. You have managed to successfully deck yourself out in a brand new outfit. Anybody else want to have a wee look for something nice to wear?
Would there be any chance of finding any actual armour in here?
No. Yeah, this is just a cosmetic store.
In which case, Gertrude would like to find a leopard print bikini.
Leopard print bikinis, let's do it. Give me a wee barter roll for that. Luck. Luck against barter, see if they've got bikinis.
Drum roll if you please.
Alright, no you do not. They do not have a swimwear section, unfortunately.
Billy Bob pulls the gun out of his mouth because he was like, if she finds it, it's good. If she finds it,
what about a lingerie section?
What I will say is you do find a dress that's leopard print that you could rip up into the...
Billy
you
cocks back the gun.
Modify yourself into... modify it yourself if you can do a luck against repair roll for me.
I'd be more than happy to help you out if you need it.
Oh, yeah. Good.
I load my railway rifle to my head. It's prepared.
Can I get an assistance if Winnigan helps?
Yes, you can both roll that luck against repair. See if you can modify this dress into a leopard print super mutant style bikini.
I got two successes. Somehow.
I rip my eyes out. I just full on rip my eyes out of my skull.
We're all limit. I think Winnigan will be the one that actually makes this lovely new outerwear, I guess, for Gertrude.
Daddy, what do you think?
Oh, God.
Well, I think you look positively ravishing, Gertrude.
Gertrude just squeals in ecstasy.
But, Jesus.
I'm going to have to get you to do that squeal for me.
I can't. I've got to be quiet because little man's in bed.
Arthur.
You will.
What was it?
Kawaii.
Well, for my own sake, what do you think would be better, Gertrude? And Winnigan's going to see if she can't find a dress or a plaid shirt. One of the two.
A plaid shirt or a dress? You talking a plaid dress? Like a sort of tartan?
Do you know what? Yes, kind of yes. And Doc Martens if you can.
A plaid dress and Doc Martens. Go for it. Luck versus barter. Let's see if you can find that.
My bar is absolutely shit and so is my luck, so we'll see. Nope. Fair enough.
Well, give me another roll for the boots.
Look, barter. There we are. Oh, two successes!
There you go, two successes. You don't manage to find the dress in the style that you're looking for, however you do find a lovely pair of fresh out of the box Doc Martens, again, or whatever the Fallout equivalent of Doc Martens are.
Mock Dartens.
Yes, the Mock Dartens. Beautiful, nice new pair of shoes for Winnigan.
I'm trying to find a fedora.
Oh no. Nothing good ever comes of wearing a fedora.
Yep, let's go for it. See if we can find a fedora for our man in the lab coat.
Oh dear.
Perception survival.
Going barter versus luck.
Barter. Ah!
A critical fail. you managed to roll a 20 on that roll. So, Ivar looks and he looks and he sees what he wants. He sees this fedora. It's as if it's sort of got this light shining just on this one spot, this fedora, and for some reason it appears to be right next to a katana. I've got no idea why that would be. As he walks up to the display with the fedora, the katana, and the
nunchucks.
And the nunchucks in there. Unfortunately, he hears a clicking underneath his feet and a beeping. A beep, beep, beep. What do you do?
Sorry, Almas.
Alright, he decides not to move entirely, and the entire display explodes, destroying everything on it, including the table, and go on, roll me 2d6.
I'm gonna write a strong...
Explosives are rigged up cans of Axe body spray.
I am gonna write a strongly worded letter to Super Duper Mart for this. Who does this? And we're in a supermarket. What is this?
Okay, I rolls now.
That's an unfortunately high roll for you because you take 9 points of damage.
Oh my gosh.
You fall back into the middle of this clothing department, bloodied, and in fact bleeding out, as we end the episode with everybody in their new digs and Dr. Wrench bleeding, dying in the middle of a clothes department.
Where's my new digs?
Fedoras, kids.
All right.
Yep. Do not look for fedoras. No, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back next time. Thank you for listening to this episode of A Pint of Cthulhu. If you want to get in touch, you can find us on X and on Blue Sky at Pint of Cthulhu. Furthermore, if you'd like to help out the podcast, go over to our Ko-Fi page, link in the description. So mote it be.